welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This episode is entitled Decent and in Order. As I continue reading from the book of Joshua, I begin where the land is being divided among the other 9.5 tribes of Israel. I felt as if the reading is cumbersome and my flesh just wanted to bypass this. Nevertheless, in my spirit, I felt that there was a blessing in reading these scriptures, particularly for leaders in all areas. It showed the meticulous planning that went into dividing the land appropriately among the tribes, the measurings, and the allotments. Likewise, what is most important is that nothing was done without casting lots, allowing God to intervene supernaturally. Another aspect is the difference in the mentality of certain tribes. Joshua had to call out certain clans that procrastinate in taking their land as it was issued. Although other tribes and certain members came to Joshua and said, "We want what God promised us." Albeit for all of them, after being given the promise, it was up to them to cultivate the land and purge it to bring forth more fruit. And although it did not specifically mention how the other tribes conquered their lands in this section of the book, the tribe of Dan was one of the ones who had to be urged to go. After they went in and conquered the land, they also changed its name to reflect from what lineage they belonged. These seemingly put me in the mind of the team members that are vital to any organization. Not everyone is meant to lead. And once they were given direction, they excelled. I say this to say that no matter where you are in life, if your path is directed by the Spirit and you honor Him and His mission for your life, you are doing well. That was short, but succinct, and I thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. May you be blessed in God's will according to, in your life according to God's will. Thank you.